Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is July the 3rd. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Everyday kids from all around the world gather together to hear these amazing stories from the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 19 through 34, and then we finish our reading in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. Jesus taught people a great way to keep from worrying. What do you think you should remember when you worry? Let's read and find out from Matthew chapter 6. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food to drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to them than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, "What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?" These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all you need. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Wow. You know, we worry about a lot of stuff. About grades, our future, what we eat or what we wear. But Jesus teaches us in this passage that we shouldn't worry about these things. Our God cares for all his creatures, even the birds and the flowers. Since he loves us so much more than birds or flowers, we can trust him to take care of us too. Remember that truth the next time your worrying begins creeping into your thoughts. This is what Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says. This same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. There you have it. That's some good advice for us when we're tempted to worry. Well, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward remembering there's no need to worry. God loves us more than flowers and birds, and he takes pretty good care of them. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You be blessed. Bye-bye.